Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in, and welcome to the show. Your call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call in, weigh in on the episode for today, the topic for today, or what have you, and let's have a good time. Now, those of you who are listening via my show page on blogtalkradio.com, Welcome to the show. And as you are there on my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set that up however you want to be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go there and type in the search box there, type in The Frank Williams Show, The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. And then on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, that means that you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, guys, just to kind of, I have to do this all the time. I have to put this out here because some people are new to the show and kind of don't know what's going on with the show as far as how things are running. But if you don't get a message from me about the show with show notes and this and that, then I'm not having a show, okay? And so, really no need to tune in. But when you get a text message from me with the show notes, that means I'm having a show. I'll let you guys know pretty much, you know, if something happens with the show or what have you. A lot of you that listen to me all the time know that sometimes there are problems. Sometimes I can't get here in time to do a show. Just different things that I will always play a part with the show. But anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and let us know exactly how you feel about this episode. Okay? So, I mean, before I get into the show, I don't know if you guys have been out in the weather, but this rain, man, this rain is like crazy. It's raining all over the, well, not all over the city, but it's raining like crazy. If you are in the storm, I mean, it is coming down. Water running everywhere. There are puddles everywhere. So please, please, if you're in your car right now listening on the cell phone, please be careful. Get home safe. We want you there in one piece. We want you to be able to get up tomorrow and go to work. Okay, so take your time. Be careful. Watch out for the other guy for sure. And everything will be fine. All right, so. So just be safe out there, guys. 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Let's get this thing on the road. Today's show is called Strippers and Men. What's really going on? Now, the reason I wanted to do this show is because there are a lot of people out there who, you know, who go to strip clubs. And, you know, myself personally, I haven't been to a strip club in years and years and years. And when I did go to a strip club, it wasn't everything it was drawn up to be. Y'all with me? It wasn't everything that was drawn up to be. I think now it's a bit different. But back when I went to the strip club, these, you know, ladies were walking around with just, you know, the what do you call that thing around their leg? I don't know what you call it. A Now, I don't know what you call it, but they, you know, if you were liking her, you'd go up to her and you stick some money in her. Is it a garter? Maybe. I don't know if that's right, but you stick money in her garter. All right. You stick money in there, and she dance. But why do they call it strip club? Why do they call it? Why do they call it strippers? Why do they call the ladies strippers? And why are some men, not all men now, so don't get me wrong, why are some men so engaged and so caught up in the strip clubs? I mean, what's going on? You got single men there, you got married men there, you got from A to B, I mean from A to Z. You know what's going on with men? What's going on in their heads that almost have them addicted to the strip clubs and strippers? Call in, let me know. 818-301-5834. If you have any type of experience with this, call into the show. Give us your experience. Give us your take on strippers and strip clubs, and if you are a man, I mean, nowadays, you know, back in the day, years ago, when I went to a strip club, there were, you know, men. There were men there. I don't know if I've ever seen a woman in a strip club as far as coming there to watch. Okay, or coming there to be a part of what the men do when they're in the strip clubs. I don't think, I can't remember, and I can count on my hand how many times I've been in a strip club. Okay, but I don't remember seeing women in there. But now women want to go to the strip clubs. Now women want to go with their men to the strip clubs. I guess it's something that, you know, they want to be there to maybe keep a handle on him. I don't know. Maybe they want to be there to see what goes on in these strip clubs. And you know, I've never been in a male strip club, you know, where males dance and in front of women, and women put money in their shorts. I've never seen that. I've never been to a club like that, but I have been to the strip club where the women are. So, and what I'm saying is, what gets men addicted to these clubs, to these strip clubs? Now, I have friends that go to strip clubs today, now. I mean, I probably one of my friends is probably in the club as we speak, as the show is going. He's probably in the club. You know, one of my friends, a couple of my friends even married strippers. Pulled a stripper out of the club, marry her, trying to make her a wife. Trying to make her into something that she wasn't. And that's, you know, when things happen like that, you know, all that's telling me is that, man, something's wrong somewhere. You know, you don't mind your wife going out, going to the club where you know, it's her work, it's her business, going there and taking off her clothes and dancing in front of men for money. Okay? And then, even nowadays, a couple of guys from work went to a club, a strip club, down in LaGrange. All right? And they said that it was the most horrifying experience that they've ever had in a strip club. They say that the ladies were fat. Some of them were fat. Not 200 pounds overweight, but they were fat. You know, they were bulging everywhere. And he said that it was maybe two of them in the whole club that were decent. Okay? My thing is, but what addicts men to the strip clubs? I mean, like I said, I don't know. You go there and some men will go there on a Friday. They get paid on Friday. They go there on a Friday. And when they come out of the club, they're almost broke after being paid the same day. Then you got these high-end guys, some of the sports guys or some of the celebrities that go in the strip clubs. And, you know, supposedly they're what they call making it rain. So they'll go in there with thousands of dollars and just throw them at the strippers. Okay? Throw the dollars at the strippers. Supposedly called making it rain. All right? And then, even now, one of my friends will call me sometimes and say, "Hey, Frank, I'm at the club. I'm not far from your house. Why don't you come down here and let me buy you a couple of drinks?" Like, no, sir. I'm not doing it. I got drinks at the house. Y'all with me? I got drinks at the house. I don't need to go to a strip club for drinks. I don't need to go there and see these women naked. Y'all with me? So that's not my thing. All right? I got one of the guys at work just getting ready to turn 21 next month. And he's asking a bunch of guys to go to the strip club with him. He wants to go to the strip club. Well, and he's asked me to go to the strip club. And he continues to ask me to go to the strip club. Well, I'm not going to the strip club. How many times I got to say it? I've told him 10 times I'm not going to the strip club. All right? That's just not my thing. I've been, like I said, years ago, but, it's not my thing. And, but some men can go to the club every day, daily. They can go to the club on a daily basis. And they like that. Okay? And they know the girls by name. And, so much stuff happens in these clubs these days that, I just don't want to be a part of that. But some men like that drama. They like that stuff in their, in their lives. They start to develop a relationship with some of the girls. And even, take some home. Take a girl home that night. And, and maybe, do whatever. But those things are fine. And there are even, a lot of married men that are in the strip clubs. And although they may be there just to watch, but, with men, it's a tough situation. All right. And then, you go to the other side with male strippers in these strip clubs for men, where the men are stripped, you know, taking their clothes off. For the ladies, you know, it's the same thing. It's just reversed. There are some women out there who are addicted to the male strip clubs, always wanting to go there, know them by name, you know, maybe even invite them to go home with them after work, things like that. But what's really going on in their heads, you know, I always call the female strip clubs the shoe show, because that's pretty much all they're wearing. And like I said, that's the way it used to be years ago when I was going. I even heard that now, you know, they can only go topless. Okay, so you know that, you know, they, I guess now they should call it topless clubs. But still, you got men that go there for lunch, men that go there for dinner, men that go there for after hours, men that go there at midnight, 2 in the morning. I don't know what time they close, but at all times of the night, you can go in there. Now, my brother-in-law was really, really big friends, really good friends with the guy that owned the nightclub there at Atlanta at Bankhead now, but you guys know it, Bankhead and what's that street there? I don't know the streets anymore, but it's called the Blue Flame. I think it's still the Blue Flame. But, you know, these guys made a heck of a living with these girls in their clubs dancing. And, you know, so they have girls in there, and they have guys that come in, and guys are buying drinks, and guys are buying drinks for girls. Guys are sitting in the VIP section buying champagne and all this stuff. And, you know, it's a lucrative business. And that's how, you know, that's how things work. It's a lucrative business. They have tons of repeat customers, all right? And as far as the strippers go, you know, I understand why they're there. You know, most of them have something that they're trying to achieve, something they're trying to get, and they go there to make the money to get it. I don't know if they get out of the game after that, but, you know, some of them are there for that reason, to get enough money to do what they're trying to do and then get out of it. But the money is so good that I don't know if they're able to turn away from it. Y'all with me? You know, I'm sure they make thousands of dollars a month. Probably, you know, anywhere from $300 to $500 a day on good days. Maybe more than that on good days. But, you know, they're sort of protected by people that are work there at the club. So they feel a sense of confidence that nothing's going to happen to them physically bad at the club, and they can make this kind of money, then, hey, more power to them. That's your craft. Run with it. You know, it's almost like an athlete. you know, if you had a body to do that, and you're doing it for so long, and if you're not keeping up your body, you're not going to make a lot of money doing it. Okay? Now, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if they got fat strippers in the clubs. I don't know. I don't know if they, you know, I'm sure there are some ugly ones there. And you go to the other side. I'm sure there are some gorgeous women in there, you know, dancing. You know, you got them from top to bottom. And they're making money. All right? But at the end of the day, as far as men are concerned, they're going home. And they may even have a man at home that's taking care of them, who they're going to. All right? So, you know, but while they're at work and the men are there with them, the men who are there paying, then, you know, you're her man while she's at work. And they have, you know, I'm sure they have people that are regulars that come in and, you know, hey, Brad, is Candy working tonight? Oh, man, you know Candy working tonight. She's waiting on you to come. And then, you know, they call Candy out the back. Candy come and she do her thing and get that money. I ain't mad at Ken. I ain't mad at the men that go to these clubs. You know, what I'm trying to ask is, you know, if there's someone out there listening to the show that has experienced the clubs, has experienced the girls, 818-301-5834. Call in, weigh in on the topic today. I got about 2 minutes left in the show. But this is big business. Okay? There are a lot of clubs around the city, and there are a lot of girls that make some money because they're guys every night going. I don't know if these places ever close as far as a day of the week. I guess they run 7 days a week. I don't know. A lot of sports guys show up in Atlanta, and one of the bigger clubs like Magic City that was hot back in the day. I think there are other clubs now that are really hot. Magic City kind of cooled off quite a bit, but back in the day, everyone from out of town come to town, you know, wanting to go to Magic City. And I had a guy that I used to work with from Alabama that wanted to come to the city and go to Magic City. You know, I said, hey, man, come on and go. But I won't be going with you. Guys, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help any and all of your needs. Hey guys, I'm just about out of time, but join me tomorrow. I have a great topic for you tomorrow. Don't miss it. Don't miss the show tomorrow, 6:30. I'll be back. Have a great evening. Be careful out there. And Frank Williams, I'm over.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today. for a while. When you see me again, I'll bet you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever?
Yo, over now. So from the 678 area code, the first three digits of 499. Caller, you're on the line with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
What up, Frankie?
Joey, what's going on, bud?
This is Daryl.
Go ahead, Daryl. I still got people listening up on the show. So, what's your comment, bud?
I was just checking in. I caught the topic a little late. But I was just going to get some input in on the clubs in Atlanta now and how things are going. I did catch a little bit when you said, I think you said they were just topless now. Oh, no. Still totally new there, my brother. Still totally new.
See, I've been at the game a long time, and but, you know, that's just what I heard, but I know.
Oh, yeah, Magic City, too, and speaking of Magic City, may as well be dead and gone. If you live in Atlanta, Magic City. Yeah, if you live in Atlanta, Magic City pretty much dead and gone. Now, it might still be okay for travelers coming in that, you know, heard of the famous Magic City and things like that. They might come in and, you know, want to experience it. But the true clubs here, Magic City is like, that's one of the few. That's one of the few we even frequent anymore.
So what do you think happened to Magic City? They used to be top of the line.
They were the Mecca, and then when you get in the club situations with clubs, it's all about ownerships, and Magic City had a situation with the owner where the owner got in trouble for a while, and things kind of went down while he was in trouble, and, you know, they get out, and they try to bring the Magic back, and once the Magic's gone, you know, it's hard to bring back sometimes.
Right. Right.
But, you know, they're holding on, so they're still open, so, you know, and they could be doing very well, too, you know, but just speaking from an Atlanta native that does frequent a lot of the clubs pretty much, those of us who live here, you know, Magic City is no big deal to us. But back
so
in the 90s,
so what's the hottest club near in Atlanta? What's the name of it?
Well, probably for the local guys, you have clubs like Babes down on Fort Industrial. You have clubs like Wax up on the hill off Fort Industrial. You got Pleasers having a brain fart over the street with Cleveland Avenue. Pleasers.
Yeah.
Then you got a lot of the diverse clubs like down on Buford Highway, like Follies, where you get a diversity of the women there, you know, different nationalities and stuff like that. But then, you know, mainly with the native guys, it's all about the dance and the price of the dance. $5 clubs are the hottest clubs, you know, $10 clubs, man, you know, that's for the ballers. But just the natives who just like to go get their pool on, a few brews, have a good time with the girls and keep going, $5 clubs are the ones to go to.
So when you say $5 clubs or $10 clubs, you mean that's how much it costs to dance?
The cost for the dance. The cost for the dance.
Okay.
The cost for the dance.
Do they have an entrance fee? How do you have to pay at the door to get in?
Yeah, most of the time, most clubs during the daytime, you can get in free. Most clubs before 5 o'clock, pretty much, you can get in free. After 7 o'clock, most clubs do have a fee during the early part of the week. It might be $5. weekends might be 10, you know, at night after 7, something like that. Special occasion nights on holidays, though, is going to be much higher. Nobody from Atlanta that frequents clubs during normal times go during the holiday period, because that's when they raise the prices up to $25, $35. One thing about the Atlanta crew and the guys that frequent, we're not paying a whole lot to get in. it costs more than $5, Air Blue more than $10. It costs more than that. It won't be going that night. It won't be happening.
Right.
You're kind of
right. Right. So now, there any, I know it's some, like, of course it's some all black clubs, but have you ever been in a club that was just, I mean, you when you pulled up, it was wall-to-wall cars, and you went in there, and people were everywhere, but you were still able to have a good time up in there?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's all the time. Most time, knowing a situation like that, if you have a good time, when it's wall-to-wall like that, it's going to be kind of hard to have a good time, especially if you're a regular. Now, if you're not a regular and you visited and you're just kind of trying to see what it's all about, you might still could have a good time. But a regular, it's going to be tough to have a good time, because a lot of times you got regular girls that you like to deal with. And a lot of times when it's wall-to-wall like that, they're going to be busy. You ain't going to be able to deal with it. And then you can't move around like you want to. But that's all the time. The clubs are packed. The strip club scene is still, like you said earlier, very lucrative still. Very lucrative still. And, you know, it's a good time. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but you still have a good time. One thing I want to say about the strip clubs, hey, one thing different compared to back probably when you were going and back in the night, it's probably more girls in the strip club coming to the strip club to see the show. Then guys, it's just as many, I'll put it that way. Back in the day, it used to just be all men coming to see the girls perform. Now it's 50-50 almost.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, they know you got straight girls, you got the girls, the straight girls come in like a party, and you know, but the straight girls, they like to see the girls dance too. You know, so you see groups of girls in there spending money. Just like the guys now. It's more of a regular club type scene than just like strip club type scene. It's more of a regular club. So
party. Now, Darren, I got one more question for you before I let you go, before the show shut down on us. When you gonna be going back to the club?
Well, actually, I had to take a break and stuff, so you know. But it's been a minute. But I wish I could tell you, but I do miss. It's been a couple months. I can't wait. We do have fun. It's a good time.
Yeah, I bet.
Hey, not everybody's cup of tea, but hey, you know what kind of tea you like.
Hey, I'm drinking some tea right now.
I like a little limited, man.
Yeah.
Hey, T-Shorty, don't thank you. I let you go, boy. Hey, but we'll holler.
All right, bud. Take care.
All right.